From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. More public places are being shut down in Mexico as authorities attempt to stem the spread of swine flu. Officials say as many as 152 people have died. 20 cases have been confirmed to be from the virus. NPR's Kerry Khan reports from Mexico City.
Officials in Mexico City closed all restaurants in the capital to diners. Patrons will only be allowed to carry out food. The mayor also ordered all gyms, sports clubs, swimming pools, and pool halls closed. Hundreds of lawmakers donned surgical masks during a closed-door legislative session. Health workers checked everyone before entering the Mexican Congress, and all were asked to wash their hands and put on masks. Schools remain closed, and many residents of the city of 20 million people are heeding authorities' calls and staying indoors. Mexico City's notorious traffic is extremely light, with few people on the streets. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
Treasury Department is reported to have worked out a tentative deal with Chrysler's biggest secured creditors that could keep the company out of bankruptcy. People briefed on the arrangement say that $6.9 billion in secured debt owned by big banks and hedge funds would be canceled in exchange for $2 billion in cash. Meanwhile, the United Auto Workers Union, under a proposed deal union members still have to vote on by tomorrow, would become the majority stakeholder in Chrysler, owning 55% of the company. The deal, which includes employee concessions in exchange for company payments to a union-aligned retiree health care trust, is being voted on by the automaker's 26,800 hourly workers. Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania stunned Washington today, announcing he will run for re-election next year as a Democrat. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The 79-year-old Specter, a moderate Republican, faced a difficult primary challenge next year from a conservative. He said the decision to switch parties was painful, but that his political prospects as a Republican were bleak.
As the Republican Party has moved farther and farther to the right, I have found myself increasingly at odds with the Republican philosophy and more in line with the philosophy of the Democratic Party.
Specter's switch means Democrats will have a filibuster-proof 60-seat majority in the Senate if Democrat Al Franken prevails in Minnesota. President Obama was said to be quite pleased with Specter's decision. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
At a time many companies are cutting their dividends, computer giant IBM says it's raising its quarterly payment to shareholders by 10%. Big Blue announced today it will increase its cash dividend by 5 cents to 55 cents. Armac, New York-based company also plans to open 5 new analytics centers this quarter, 3 in the financial hubs of London, New York, and Tokyo. Those 3 facilities will focus on financial risk. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 8 points. The Nasdaq lost 5 points today. This is NPR News. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said he has asked European officials to accept freed Guantanamo Bay detainees, and one minister at a meeting in Prague predicted he will get his wish. Holder met with a number of European officials as he seeks to update extradition and legal cooperation treaties as the U.S. prepares to shutter the military detention facility. Currently, around 240 inmates are being held at Guantanamo. As many as 60 may not be sent back to their home countries because of concerns they could be mistreated. A stadium, a hotel, and a mountain are among the 11 most endangered historic places announced today by the National Historic Preservation Trust. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
That's Miami's Marine Stadium, Century Plaza Hotel in Los Angeles, and Mount Taylor in New Mexico. The Preservation Trust comes out with a list every year to bring national attention to historically and culturally significant sites it believes face serious threats. There's Lanai, the small, secluded Hawaiian island where, in the early 1920s, James Dole developed a vast pineapple plantation. According to the Preservation Trust, Lanai made the endangered list because its private owners planned to demolish historic buildings to make way for large-scale development. There are now a total of 211 sites on the endangered list. The Preservation Trust says that only 6 have been lost, but many others still need protection. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The U.S. Senate today has confirmed Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as health secretary, filling a crucial spot in President Barack Obama's cabinet amid growing fears of a possible swine flu outbreak. Senate gave majority support to Sebelius, brushing back Republican opposition. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.